All right, on our phone now, we are joined by the noted actor, the great Owen Wilson.
Thank you.
Very nice introduction.
It's short, it's to the point,
yes.
You know.
We know you're a busy man. We want to get you on here and do this thing, and then you can go on about what you're doing. Where's the day finding you, anyway?
The day is finding me. I'm here in Malibu, and there's actually a little bit of action out here because apparently a guy fell asleep in his like sailboat and it got washed up against the beach, so there's a little shipwreck out here.
Exciting.
Wow.
Exciting indeed.
You may have to go surf out there, Owen, and see if you can save the day.
Yeah, maybe I will.
All right, we have you on here for a very specific purpose because tomorrow your blockbuster movie Hall Pass opens up to hopefully an audience of millions. This is you and Jason Sudeikis and Jenna Fischer and Christina Applegate. And
this has success written all over.
It's the Farrelly brothers. Everybody's saying this is their big comeback movie, and I imagine you're pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, well, the Farrellys are great guys. I've known them for a long time, and Pete Farrelly is just one of the funniest guys. So, I hope so. It seems like people are finding it pretty funny, so hopefully it'll do well. You never know, though. It's always sort of a crapshoot.
Yeah, unfortunately, it always is.
Yeah.
Working with Jason, did you know that guy before?
I didn't know him when Pete Farrelly said that he was going to be in the movie, and they sent me some stuff to take a look, and he seemed really funny, but we didn't know each other at all. And then once we were both cast and we kind of started hanging out to try to get some chemistry going, but he's a great guy. And as you know, his uncle actually is Norm from Cheers.
What? Really?
So, yeah, they don't look much alike, but
George Wendt, is that's his name, right?
George Wendt. Yeah. So he's
Random.
Got comedy in his bones, I guess.
He has quite an acting pedigree. We were trying to think. Have you ever hosted Saturday Night Live before?
No, Luke has. I've never hosted just because I guess just too scared.
They've asked you, certainly.
Luke said he had a great time doing it, and I actually went up there recently when Paul McCartney played and Paul Rudd hosted, and I went, but I don't know, I didn't have a stand-up comedy background or anything, or doing like theater or anything, and it always just seems kind of nerve-wracking, but I'm sure it's like one of those things. Even like doing like the talk shows and stuff, I always get like a little bit like uptight before I go out there, and then afterwards I'm like, gee, I should be doing this more. I love this.
Is that the when you're up there for the Paul Rudd thing? I think I was getting some texts from your old buddy Dave Ross when you guys did. You guys go to some after party up there?
Yeah, Dave. Dave was up there, and then Dave went to the Super Bowl with me when we were out on the field throwing the football somehow before the big game.
How do you get down there? Because he sent me that video of you guys like on the NFL Network and stuff. How the hell do you end up? I mean, you know,
I have no idea. I mean, it was the craziest thing. I had to go. You know, they have like the 8-hour pregame show, and so I was trying to promote the movie, and so they had me do some kind of just 5-second. An interview, and then we got 3 hours to kill, and there's a security guy, and we're like, hey, can we go check out the field? And he's like, no, I don't think so. Well, we can wander down there and maybe look, and we just kind of wandered on, and no one ever said anything. And then there's a guy from the Steelers, an equipment guy, and he was holding a football, and I kind of put up my hands, and he tossed it over, and then we kind of tentatively started throwing it a little bit on the sidelines, and then one of us ran on the field, and before we know it, we were out there, and Kurt Warner came out and Joe Theismann, and we were running plays like it was the backyard. I mean, it was awesome. Crazy. And Dave and I, like, we were saying that, it was like, you know, I honestly don't think I even saw the first half of the game, even though I was watching, because I was still in my head just kind of reliving the glory of our pregame, where I was just catching everything that came my way.
It was being thrown by Kurt Warner and Joe Theismann and guys like that. That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, and it's like they had... you know, they signed a football for me, and Joe Theismann said, great arm, and Kurt Warner said, great hand. So it's like I've got the evidence, and it's pretty cool. I think I didn't really talk about too much else afterwards for a good long while. We just had a baby not too long ago, and the baby even got pushed to the background. People would want to see pictures of the baby. I go, yeah, we'll get to that, but let me show you another picture here from the Super Bowl.
Was that your first Super Bowl?
No, I'd been to them, but it was certainly my first one to be on the field. Yeah.
Nice.
I was on the, and I got interviewed by the guy, like, for the Jumbotron, and he was saying, like, you were just catching everything. And I was like, I was just channeling Golden Richards.
Golden Richards?
Yeah, since you grew up here in town, you were obviously a Cowboy fan, right, of the old Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew a lot of, you know, the Cowboys players' kids, like Jethro Pugh's son went to St. Mark's with me, and Walt Garrison's son, and then I played... like six-man Park City's Y football with Dave Edwards' son, Chris Edwards. So, yeah, I mean, the Cowboys couldn't have been a bigger deal growing up.
Now, do you have the NFL package out there in Malibu or Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really, like, and I don't know if it's, like, as you, like, get older, like, the season seems to mean more to me, but, like, when it ends, it's, like, the day after the Super Bowl, you're just kind of walking around kind of aimless, like, what do we do now? You know, last year we got let down a little bit easier because it went right into the Olympics, but it's, I can't imagine, like, if there's going to be a lockout.
Yeah, I imagine the baby will occupy a little bit of your time now.
Yeah, well... Good
just a tad bit.
So this is Owen Wilson, the noted actor, with us. He's got Hall Pass coming out this weekend. And, you know, you mentioned what a crapshoot a new movie is and everything. Do you find yourself in the days and weeks leading up to its release kind of on needles and pins, or do you roll pretty
well? Not as much as, like, I used to. Like, the first movie we ever did, Bottle Rocket, was, like, had such a kind of a tortured process getting it kind of to finally come out with all the test screenings we had to do, and you know, but and now I think I've kind of I've worked on enough where it doesn't capsize me, like if it bombs, although, you know, it's always a little bit of a downer because you want people to go see them, but yeah, you never know.
You know, you mentioned...
You know, I worked on that movie, and then sometimes I even wonder with all, you know, they have everybody do all this, like, publicity stuff, and, like, I mean, I don't know, but I'm, you know, just because you see somebody on a magazine, to me, doesn't make me want to go see the movie, or even necessarily on, like, a talk show and stuff, so I always just think it's really, if people want, like, the idea and like the preview, that's usually what makes me want to go see the movie, so then you always kind of wonder, like, I did that movie, How Do You Know, with, you know, all these, like, great people in it, and they had, you know, Jack Nicholson, you know, at the premiere, and, you know, that didn't seem to make much difference.
You mentioned Bottle Rocket and your character in there. That was obviously the first time anybody ever seen you, and you, Dignan, your character was, like, just so, just off, just a tick, and it was, you're kind of a cross between a nerd and this obsessive compulsive guy. And,
yeah.
And I love seeing the nerdy side of you because I don't know why. It seems like in this movie Hall Pass, you get to play kind of.
Well,
you're
going to love this movie. Because, yeah, they couldn't have, you know, come up with, like, kind of. I mean, just my whole look is just like real suburban schlub with, you know, kind of like pleated jeans and kind of orthopedic looking shoes and stuff, but it's what you see sometimes these dads wearing. I know my older brother Andrew does, like, a little part, and we filmed in Atlanta, and when he showed up, and kind of saw me in my, you know, whole getup. He just burst out laughing. It certainly wasn't one of my sexiest looks, I don't think, for a movie.
But isn't that more fun? I mean,
yeah, it is like. Although it is kind of like, remember that scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High where Judge Reinhold's kind of like, he's in the Captain Cook, kind of like John Silver, and he sees the pretty girl, and he kind of forgets, and the girl kind of starts laughing and looks in. It's a little bit like that sometimes, like, you know, you're on set, and you think, yeah, you feel like you're kind of, you know, you're kind of same old self, and then you realize you look like a complete fool.
Yeah, some of us call that real life.
Every day. All right, so you know, you went to school here. You went to a couple of different schools. I think you're the only guy that has a more checkered academic past than I do. Which makes me very happy.
My dad always says that he's the charter member of the 3570 club, which stands for 3 sons, 5 high schools, 7 colleges, 0 degrees. No, my poor dad.
So when did you leave Texas? Or how long were you down there?
We left, I guess, not too long after college. Maybe when I was about 24 is when, 23, 24, is when we came out to Los Angeles to work on Bottle Rocket.
Okay, I thought everything was done here. So you had
It was filmed there, but Jim Brooks, the guy who produced it and kind of gave us our big break, he brought us out to Los Angeles, and we worked on, you know, the script for about a year and kind of casting it, and so that it was sort of a long process even before we got the green light to make the movie.
And how surprised were you after that thing got its big launch? How quickly? Because I'm assuming you're just like everybody else. You're just hoping to get another job, no matter what it is.
And
you shocked that people wanted to hire you after that?
Well, especially because after, like, you know, we had the test screening, and, like, you know, Sony said it tested worse than any movie in their history, and so, you know, we were wondering if it's even going to get released and stuff. And then Siskel and Ebert, you know, they gave it, like, 2 thumbs down, and then, like, the next movie I work on, Anaconda, they give 2 thumbs up, so sometimes it's hard to follow what they do. But we had, like, kind of nice nice vindication, like later when Scorsese was a guest on Siskel and Ebert, he put in his top 10 for the decade, and he put Bottle Rocket. So even though, you know, it didn't do anything at the box office, some people saw it and really kind of embraced it, and it allowed us to kind of keep working and kind of keep, you know, acting, and for, you know, Wes and I to write another couple movies together. And so, I mean, I think it just because it was such a difficult kind of process, it made it more kind of amazing to us.
So when is the next Owen and Wes Anderson collaboration?
Yeah, the next thing, I actually did have like a little voice part in Wes's Fantastic Mr. Fox, but this next movie that he's working on, I don't think I'm going to be acting in, but we have talked about maybe writing something together, and that would be fun.
Really?
Yeah. Although I got to tell you, acting is easier than writing, at least for me. It's like acting is kind of more, you kind of show up and you're around a lot of people and you kind of have fun. And then writing is more kind of, you got to, like, it's more like having a term paper due. Although it's fun when you get on a roll with it, but kind of getting started and kind of getting it going. But that's why it's nice to write with somebody else.
So I just got a text saying, ask Owen about his big, white, puffy ski jacket that's so big and white and puffy that we call him Q-Tip.
Is that from Danny Fine?
That's from Dave Ross.
Yeah, that is, you know, I want to be noticed on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, if you got it, flaunt it, baby. When you can... and you can make turns like I can on the slopes, you want to get some attention. But
how do you get attention if you're dressed up like snow?
Yeah. Actually, you probably like blend in more to the mountain. Right. I'm actually not really that great a skier. I've never really gotten into snowboarding. But that seems to be what the kids these days love to do.
Yeah, that's the hot and chic thing.
Yeah.
All right, man, we'll let you go. Go do whatever you got to do. We appreciate the time. Hall Pass opens tomorrow. Best of luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you guys having me on.
You bet,
Good
Owen.
Good time, man.
Okay, adios.
Good talking to you.
See ya.
The great Owen Wilson. Everybody go see Hall Pass opening up this weekend.